This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
14 billion dollars. That is just about exhausted.
In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion. More than we had ever provided before. And once the war started, we immediately rushed $350 million in additional aid to further address their needs. On Saturday, my administration authorized another $200 million to keep a steady flow of weapons and ammunition moving to Ukraine.
I'm especially pleased to be able to announce today that the United States will provide an additional $1 billion security assistance package for Ukraine.
Democrats demand $650 billion. See how it escalates? It's 60-something billion now, and now it's going to be $650 million? Why not? And then you've got Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all these people, Republican and Democrat leaders, who are warmongers, the neocons, whose families run the damn companies, the media, the energy, the transportation, the shipyards, everything. The looting is incredible. And again, they're inflating the currency, but they buy up real stuff as it's inflated. Then they pass us the debt and the devaluation. I mean, wow, that is a whopper. This is an extremely, extremely dangerous situation that we are in right now. The good news is all over the world, people are identifying the globalist plan to collapse the economy by design in their own statements.
What can we do together to avert a global food catastrophe? To start, we have to understand the forces that have led us to this current precipice, the most existential of which is climate change.
And the fact that they have put their politicians and controllers in every major government, except for communist China and Russia.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on, is that we penetrate the cabinets.
Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, brag that they have control of half of the parliaments, half of the cabinets, and governments of the world, and that they're getting control of another 30-40%. They are close to having 80-90% control over governments in the world. And they brag they are the corporate global governance. We are making you sell your farms and taking your cows. How dare you riot in the Netherlands?
Well, Dutch farmers now are getting angry every day more. Government is not listening. And what we are fearing for is we have to leave our land. And that's also a deeper agenda behind it. In Holland, they just want to have farmers' land. 62% of the area in Holland is farmed by farmers. And what they want to do is they want to have the land cheap, so they're making it nature first. And when they have the land in their hands, they can build houses on it. Houses we don't need by Dutch citizens, because average Dutch couple is getting 1.8, 1.9 kids. So what's the problem of the demand for houses, that we get 100,000 refugees in this country every year? That's why they have to build houses.
So you decide, ladies and gentlemen, you want to roll over to this or you want to get involved. But now is the time to realize we're entering the 12th round right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com.
And never, never
give up the fight.
globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement, because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
What a piece of the action!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front line of the InfoWar.
I want you.
I want you.
I need you.
I need you. I want you to be my friend.
I love this crew. I love the family that's InfoWars. And it's so beautiful, despite all the attacks. You have kept us on air throughout the years. And we are here, ladies and gentlemen. So we are in the action. We're taking on the New World Order. And we're not giving up the field. Crank it up. Get a piece of the action. Oh, yeah. What they don't want us to do is compete in the open market of ideas. We got bigger than a piece of the action. We are the action. Oh, yeah. All right, here's a few clips from Alex's War that drops the 29th on a bunch of different streaming services, number 2 on Apple. Here's Alex Jones takes a piss on the Georgia Guidestones. And number 3, InfoWars is a family short clip from the show Behind the Scenes. Here it is.
Nice.
Georgia Guidestones aren't doing too well right now.
All right, bucket list. One more thing off the bucket list.
I just pissed on Ted Turner. He's got 5 kids, but says you shouldn't be able to have any.
Yes, I just peed on it. I peed on it.
And now, let the people of the world hear the 10 commandments from the United Nations and the globalist order. Maintain humanity under 500 billion in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rule passion and faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
And finally, the 10th commandment. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. In other words, get out of the way. I'm Ted Turner. I'm having 5 children, dozens of houses, millions of acres, mistresses, jet airplanes, yachts, sailboats, jumbo jets, helicopters. You don't get anything. Roll over and die. I'm the Guardian. I'm Ted Turner. I'm Bill Gates. I'm the New World Order.
So InfoWars is a family, and it's got its problems. It's got its idiosyncrasies, but it's very, very real. We're not playing games here. All this has a little caveat. This is how this works. Joe Biden's getting control of the Justice Department. And Jones, they're planning to indict you if you don't back down. And that's the phone calls I get from, let's say, high-level people. They're telling them to tell me, we're going to indict you. Well, go ahead and indict me, you little chicken neck piece of trash. You think I'm scared of you? What's for some fraud you made? You think America will buy that? How about you indict 100 million Americans? We're sick of your crap. And all you're doing is pushing us into a corner, you little chicken neck rats. The games are over.
The attempts to deplatform us, the attempts to lie about us, the attempts to misrepresent us have failed. But to me, that's like I'm being delivered a steak and baked potato, and a salad on the Titanic.
But that's how this is. It's like Hitler turning into Russia. Like, you know it's going to be bad. You know he's just going to lose. I mean, it's just dumb shit, man.
Alex, you got to be right behind the scenes for almost 2 years. Like, I don't even pay attention to cameras.
Well, yeah.
So you definitely got what's going on around here.
Well, I would come in here a couple times a week, and I would just sort of stand in the corner over there with my...
Over in the darkness.
In the darkness with my camcorder. And, I can't really overstate how wonderful your crew is and the people who work here and how welcoming everybody's been. And it's just...
These are real people.
Really, really cool.
That's why I'm not even worried about them trying to shut me down. Seriously, I'm exhausted. But then I look at the crew, and it enrages me. They're trying to shut this place down. It really pisses me off.
Well, you know, how amazing is it that you guys have been able to keep this going? And, of course, you've been building this for so long, and that's why it works so well. And it's, you know, they dismiss you in the mainstream media as if this is like some like rinky-dink little operation. Like, none of those people could ever create what you've created here, and this is a world-class operation.
Well, the listeners did it, and our support did, but behind the scenes, they're like, who secretly runs it? Where are the Mercers? Where are the Russians? They're just keep asking. I'm like, where's the master? That's why we were defaulted. The judges said, give us the master plan. Give us the script. It's a radio show on TV. There's no script. So we were defaulted in these San Diego cases for documents that don't exist.
I know. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, you're very well prepared in some ways, but you're also improvising a lot of the time, and you're, you know, going with your gut, and you're talking about what you're passionate about, and it's not, that's what you're allowed to do since you're the captain of the ship. You're allowed to just let it fly, and that's what you do here, and it's awesome.
Well, it's simple, like, oh, here's a clip of Joe Biden saying, if you have the shot, you're 100% protected.
Right.
And then we play him saying, I'm sick again. I mean, it's not hard to do. I mean, what we're up against is pretty pathetic.
I agree.
All right, so there's a premiere tomorrow night in Austin. Obviously, that's filled up. People can go to that. But it's going to be select theaters the 29th and streaming. People go to alexeswar.com to find everything.
Sure, and if you go to amc.com, there will be a list of theaters. We have more and more theaters signing up across the country that are agreeing to screen the film. Obviously, there's a perceived maybe risk of showing the film, but there's, you know, it was important to us to get it to as many theaters as we could across the country. So for sure, it's going to be playing in New York City and LA for limited runs, but also here in Austin and also in select cities across the U.S.
And it's important for those to sell out that it triggers a chain reaction.
Yes, and how amazing it is that this film is going to be playing at movie theaters. It's just incredible, and I hope everybody who, you know, see it in a theater if you can, because it's definitely worth seeing in a theater.
It's big on the big screen. And this is a cultural revolution. AlexisWar.com to find all the details and the question and answer tomorrow night with Leonard Greenwald. Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. You better believe we're going to be airing that. We love you all, listeners. You built all this. Alex Moyer, your crew, great job. We're going to air the trailer for Alex's War, and then the great Robert Barnes takes over on the other side, alexiswar.com. Right. Thank you all so much. The War Room at 3 p.m. Central.
Thank you.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
And he's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair looking?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the New World Order!
With that attack on humanity that I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works, and everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's what the media just loves on.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No.
The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They have the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together.
USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay? Even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put him in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger.
I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes guest hosting. Steve Bannon found guilty by a D.C. jury. In the bottom half of the hour, we will be discussing what does that mean? Does Steve Bannon have options? Is he going to prison for an extended time period? What impact will it have on the January 6th cases? What impact will it have on the institutional media narrative for January 6th? We'll discuss that and more in the bottom half of the hour. But it's good to discuss first the context of the District of Columbia presiding over these cases. This is a case of the swamp getting to judge the swamp. And is that an effective manner to enforce constitutional liberties in the country? Well, let's just look at cases since 2016. Since 2016, there have been actual rioters, actual violent trespassers in the District of Columbia, but what distinguished them was that they were not on January 6th. They were in the inauguration of 2016, when they were breaking glasses in buildings, when they were destroying cars, when they were setting off car bombs, when they were making threats across the city, when they tried to, in fact, attack Deplorable, which I was a co-sponsor of, one of the events at the inauguration of popular supporters of Trump. They tried to gas bomb the National Press Club in the event co-sponsored by Mike Cernovich and others, and including James O'Keefe was there for Project Veritas, James Hoff for Gateway Pundit, a wide range of people. Jack Posobiec was there. Peter Thiel was there. A range of people were there who could have been harmed that night. What happened to all of those Antifa rioters from 2017? Not a single one of them served a single day in federal prison. Grand juries refused to indict. Prosecutors and agents refused to investigate. And then juries refused to convict. And then judges refused to sentence. The same pattern continued in 2019 and 2020, when we had the Summer of Love riots in Washington, D.C., where the White House itself was under direct, true insurrectionary threat, with people right across and outside the White House trying to commit violence against the White House, trying to commit violence against White House staff. Do you remember when people spoke at the Republican virtual convention held from the White House and Senator Rand Paul was violently attacked outside by a raving mob? And then, of course, you get to the wondrous BLM riots of the summer of 2020 that in the name of lifelong criminal George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter movement, which was mostly a movement that has now been exposed as the fraudulent movement that it in fact is and was engaged in riotous violence, so riotous that it made the 1960 style riots in Washington, D.C. look like small change by comparison. Even institutional media sources admitted this on their social media feeds, with the city aflame and looking like a war zone from something in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, more so than what happened on January 6th. So here you had riotous violence, but what happened? Was there mass prosecutions? Was there mass punishments? Was this insurrection treated as such? No, once again, pretty much nobody served a day in prison for the riots of the summer of 2020. What about the people who took over the Senate building, either for climate change politics with AOC, or even more dramatically, in the context of the Kavanaugh hearings, where they were literally harassing senators walking to their elevators? These are people who clearly committed trespass. Did any of them face criminal prosecution or criminal punishment? No, not a single one. Even though they occupied the building, even though they were committing legal trespass, they were in a place they were not legally authorized to be, even though they were actually truly trying to obstruct a judicial and congressional proceeding in that context, a congressional proceeding to affirm a Supreme Court justice, one of the most seminal obligations that it has, none of them faced any criminal indictments, any criminal investigation, any criminal punishment. But it continues. The same set of folks that have targeted the January 6th defendants for denial of core constitutional rights, their First Amendment right of freedom of the press, their First Amendment right of freedom of speech, the First Amendment right of freedom of association, the First Amendment right of freedom of association, the First Amendment right to petition your government for the grievances that you have, your Second Amendment rights of self-defense, your Fourth Amendment rights against illicit searches and right to privacy, your Fifth Amendment rights to due process of law, your Sixth Amendment rights to be able to confront your accusers and have a speedy trial, and your rights to a meaningful trial by an impartial jury. All of those rights have been violated in the prosecution and punishment of January 6th defendants. Compare just the punishment. The lawyer who committed massive fraud and perjury as part of the Russiagate investigation, the man who was caught doctoring documents that went to one of the highest special courts in the country, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, that lawyer who was caught red-handed with proof in the emails and documents and texts themselves, with no meaningful defense, who had to plead guilty, how much time did he serve? Try none. He did not serve a single day in jail. Meanwhile, elderly grandmas with cancer are being sent to prison for months and often being placed in hardcore facilities as part of their punishment and imprisonment. While others have been waiting for their trial and maybe waiting for years longer for their trial in a special D.C. gulag, as has been reported by both Darren Beatty of Revolver and Julie Kelly at American Greatness. So, and then we have the Sussman trial, one of the very few cases where, in fact, Durham actually meaningfully pursued somebody who was involved in wrongdoing in the 2016 campaign, weaponizing the judicial and investigatory federal law enforcement process, including its spy capabilities to spy and surveil illicitly on the Trump campaign, and then to defame Trump publicly, and then instigate and inspire the very dubious Mueller inquiry that was itself a hoax, as the former president repeatedly noted, and correctly so. What happened to Attorney Sussman, who was caught red-handed lying to the FBI by the admission of every document and piece of testimony in that case? What did a D.C. jury do in that case? Well, the judge who presided over the case, the same judge who issued a ludicrous sentence to Dr. Simone Gold for simply being inside the Capitol without a special permission slip of Nancy Pelosi, that same judge allowed people to sit on the jury who had kids who played with Sussman's kids. This D.C. contaminated jury pool, what did they do? They quickly came back and acquitted him. There was nobody who reviewed and assessed the case that thought there was any possibility of his acquittal under the circumstances and the evidence and the law established in that case. It made a mockery and a joke of the jury pool. The grand juries are a joke in the District of Columbia. The trial juries are a joke in the District of Columbia. And unfortunately, the judiciary has too often and too easily been complicit in that joke of a justice process in the District of Columbia. That is why some of us are suggesting that if the people running for Congress are serious about draining the swamp, and this includes President Trump's 2024 campaign as well, need to include as part of draining the swamp that the swamp can never again be the judge of the swamp. As long as the swamp alone gets to judge itself, there will be no justice in the District of Columbia. There will be no draining of the swamp as long as the swamp determines what water goes in and out of that swamp. So if we're going to meaningfully drain the swamp, we need to scrap the District of Columbia as a federal judicial district. That is entirely a congressionally crafted and created process. It was never intended at the time of our constitutional founding for there to be a special district where the swamp gets to govern itself. So when we come back, we will evaluate what does Steve Bannon's guilty verdict mean. Does it mean the end of Steve Bannon? Does it mean years of imprisonment for Steve Bannon? Does it mean permanent disgrace for Steve Bannon? Or does he have a right to appeal? Does he have a right to challenge it, a right to contest it, a right to bail pending appeal? That and more after the break.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, One of the best-selling natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there. We went and looked at the top 10. They all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes guest hosting today for the bottom half of the hour. We're going to be talking about Steve Bannon found guilty. Does he have any relief? Does he have any remedy? Or is this the end of the road for Steve Bannon? We'll be talking about what his remedies may be in the next segment. In this section, let's talk about what he was convicted of and how unusual the charges were and how he was denied any fundamental right to defend himself in and at the trial. First, what he was charged with was two acts of contempt of Congress. He was issued two subpoenas by the January 6th Select Committee investigating the January 6th event. The subpoenas said produced him for demanding he produce documents and that he testify in person. His lawyer responded to that subpoena, explaining that there are major constitutional issues with the subpoena. First, they asserted executive privilege objections and explained that that executive privilege meant he could not testify to Congress about what they were looking for him to testify to, nor produce those documents unless he received a waiver from President Donald John Trump. They responded with just sort of a dismissive response. And so then he waited and believed, apparently, that that they would work out some sort of negotiated outcome or disposition in the case. But they never did. They never issued a new subpoena. They never corrected or clarified what information or documentation they were seeking. Instead, they made a referral to the Justice Department to prosecute him for contempt of Congress. Let's talk about how rare contempt of Congress charges are, and let's talk about some people who committed real contempt of Congress, real lying to Congress, real obstruction of Congress, who were never prosecuted or punished. So contempt of Congress itself is, there's some people that say that any decent law-abiding American should by instinct have contempt for Congress, given the way it has often and so easily ignored both the interest of the public and the constitutional constraints on its duties and tasks. But even putting that aside, whether or not contempt should even be allowed for this investigatory function of Congress has always been, at least in some degree, in dispute and controversy. Because Congress is supposed to be a legislative body, not an executive body, not a judicial body. Congress isn't supposed to be investigating anything. Congress isn't supposed to be judging anything. It's supposed to be writing laws, spending money. The power of the purse is supposed to be its only power, not the power of punishment, not the power of the military, not the power of the sword, not the power of the judiciary. And yet they are usurping that role with this January 6th committee, claiming to be investigating facts for the purposes of legislation. What legislative purpose did Steve Bannon's testimony or documents provide? There wasn't one, and everybody knows there wasn't one. This was fundamentally, at its core, a misallocation of power in the first instance. Congress should not be recognized to have subpoena power that it can utilize in this way, but courts have been reluctant to intervene and often allow the Congress to get away with whatever they want. If you want to challenge it or contest it, frequently you have to go to court to do so. That's part one of the issues with this. The second part was the committee itself. There are certain rules that govern what makes a legally constituted committee of Congress. Simply being a member of Congress doesn't mean anything you do is an action of Congress. Even having the Speaker of the House's blessing doesn't mean what you're doing is an action of Congress. For it to be an action of Congress, what needs to happen is it has to abide by the rules of Congress. And the rules of Congress require that any committee be either previously formed or formed with the appointment of a ranking minority member appointed by the minority leader. Here, that did not happen. This is the weirdest congressional committee probably ever formed in the history of Congress. It does not conform to the rules of Congress. It's a joke of a committee. It's a parody of a committee. And it's a committee that by its very nature did not have clear lawful authority to act in the name of Congress, such that disobeying a piece of paper sent by them purporting to be an enforceable subpoena did not by law make it by necessity an actual legally enforceable subpoena of Congress. That was the second set of issues, but it wasn't the only one. As developed at trial, it became clear that it was unclear who actually signed or even wrote the subpoena. The only person who had authorization to do so was not some low-ranking legal staff member who's never been elected to anything, never been appointed as an elected official to anything or by elected officials to anything, but is simply a staff lawyer on the committee. The only person whose testimony counted at the trial was just a staff lawyer, and this staff lawyer could not even testify to who exactly wrote the subpoena, who exactly came up with the idea for the subpoena, who even signed the subpoena. So in order for it to be a lawful subpoena, it needed to be a lawful power of Congress to have. This, it's not clear whether this Congress had such a power to investigate this precise issue, or Steve Bannon in particular, needed to be a lawfully constituted committee of Congress. That, too, was seriously in question and in doubt. And last but not least, it needed to be issued by the person with the lawful authority to do so. And even that was in question. On top of all of that, there were other robust defenses available to Steve Bannon, at least in theory, that many lawyers, including his own counsel, assumed that he had, which was here he was relying upon the advice of his counsel as to how he would comply with the subpoena and his own understanding of the Justice Department's own legal memorandum and the executive branch's own and the president, past president's own memorandum that identified and articulated when you could assert executive privilege. So he had what's called a reliance on counsel defense and a reliance on what can be called a mistake of law defense, which is applicable in a range of contexts such as criminal tax charges when the issue is criminal willfulness, and criminal willfulness was at issue here. However, the district court judge said that under D.C. Circuit precedent, he could not allow Steve Bannon to present any defense on whether or not he relied upon counsel, any defense on whether or not he relied upon executive privilege, any defense on whether or not he relied upon the government's own memorandums on when you're supposed to comply with a congressional subpoena if issues of executive privilege are present. So, in fact, he wasn't even allowed to subpoena the very people in his criminal trial, even though there's a right of cross-examination and confrontation built into the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution. He was denied his right to even subpoena members of Congress to challenge and contest whether or not this was a properly constitutionally authorized congressional subpoena in the first place, including the committee chair himself. None of those people testified at trial, and every effort of Steve Bannon to subpoena their documents or subpoena their testimony was deprived and denied by the district court, and based on the district court's understanding of D.C. Circuit law. And that's because the D.C. Circuit is a swamp protection racket at the judicial level. That's the sad reality, as we have witnessed time and again over the past half decade. That net led to The charges being brought of contempt of Congress, two counts, one count for not producing documents in response to the subpoena for documents, another count for not producing himself to testify in person at the hearing on the date set by the committee, allegedly. And as he was not allowed to present any substantive defense, was not allowed to subpoena the key witnesses in his aid, this basically gutted him from being able to present a meaningful defense. And many of us predicted that it was a foregone conclusion in this district, in the District of Columbia, given the politics of Steve Bannon, that there was no chance a district that voted almost 95% for Joe Biden and that is obsessed with January 6th and sees it as a personal attack on them because so many of them work for the federal administrative state. It's important to note that D.C. and its suburbs are now one of the wealthiest areas in the entire world, thanks to these parasitic lobbyist relationships with people that work inside and outside of government with a rotating door. So when we come back, we will discuss, does Steve Bannon have a chance? Is he doomed? Can he appeal? Can he get bail pending appeal? What will this mean for Steve Bannon's future when we come up next?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. In this last segment, we are going to be discussing whether Steve Bannon has a chance and a hope on appeal for relief or remedy, or is he going off to federal prison and how long? But before we get to that, let's talk about what I mean when I say that the justice system in the District of Columbia is as ugly and as corrupt as the swamp itself. Let's just go back to recent memory. First of all, when was the last time somebody was prosecuted for contempt of Congress in the District of Columbia? Try 1983. It was almost 40 years ago that anybody's been prosecuted. Let's talk about some high-profile examples of high-ranking government officials who committed clear contempt of Congress by Congress's own determination and never faced criminal prosecution or criminal punishment for their actions. And these included meaningful, consequential, misleading and deception and deceit and prevention of information and obstruction of the congressional proceedings on areas that Congress did have a lawful committee, where Congress did have constitutional oversight authority. First, look at Mr. Brennan himself. What was Mr. Brennan caught doing when he was at the CIA? try illegally spying on Congress to cover up and obstruct an investigation into the illegal torture that the CIA had engaged in under President George W. Bush. This was all continued under President Barack Obama. What happened for his contemptuous actions towards Congress, which actually materially obstructed a constitutionally authorized committee doing their constitutionally authorized duties? Nothing. No criminal punishment, not even a criminal prosecution, not even a meaningful criminal investigation that we know of. Up next, well, then you have Mr. Clapper, the man who made Edward Snowden into the whistleblower he became. Why? Because Mr. Clapper went before Congress and to the questions of a Democratic senator flat out lied and said that there was no spying going on the American people and the American public to the NSA or anybody else. Of course, that was pure perjury. That is a classic version of contempt of Congress, obstructing the proceedings, hiding information and documentation, misleading them so that they cannot materially perform their constitutionally authorized task of a constitutionally authorized committee of a clear question asked by an elected member of Congress. Was he criminally prosecuted? Nope. Was he criminally punished? Nope. Then we move forward to Eric Holder, the Attorney General himself, who with Fast and Furious and other operations was trying to flood drug cartels with illegal guns that ended up killing Americans, including American law enforcement, as a probable pretext for gun control legislation. And when caught doing so, refused to comply with congressional subpoenas of, again, constitutionally supported congressional committees doing constitutionally authorized oversight tasks of the executive branch. He refused completely to comply with many of the subpoenas for documents or testimony, was found in contempt by Congress himself, and yet once again faced no criminal prosecution and no criminal punishment for his actions. But that would not be all. We get to move forward again to the IRS commissioner. In a case that I was partially involved in, the IRS commissioner was caught not once but twice committing two major massive criminal violations, weaponizing the Internal Revenue Service to go after political dissident groups. But that wasn't all. It wasn't just the targeting of Tea Party groups and other groups raising questions about illicit IRS activities, people the IRS mislabeled as tax protesters. They would properly call themselves the Truth in Taxation Movement, just raising questions about the legal scope of the IRS's power and the constitutional constraints on that power based on traditional interpretations and definitions of the words income and tax, as well as other activities, but also going after various Tea Party groups, any groups that was raising money for nonprofit purposes to engage in public activities that they didn't like. But not only that, in addition, the IRS was using, with Barack Obama's help, weaponizing Obamacare to make the IRS the enforcement mechanism of Obamacare. And why was that significant? Well, the IRS was going around gathering everybody's private medical records. Indeed, in a case I brought, in the biggest Bivens class action in American history, the IRS had seized and stolen 60 million medical records of more than 10 million Americans, including high-ranking baseball players, film producers, film directors, screenwriters, actors, and every judge in the state of California. And knowing whose wife, whose kid, which judge, which official had a secret undisclosed psychiatric condition, medical condition, addiction, other related problems, they had J. Edgar Hoover's wet dream of a blackmail file. That was also under investigation by two separate committees based on my lawsuit. What did the IRS commissioner do? She refused to produce documents. She refused to produce and provide meaningful information. She was found again by Congress to be in contempt. Was she ever criminally prosecuted? Nope. Was she ever criminally punished? Nope. So now let us get to Steve Bannon, the first person in almost four decades to be criminally prosecuted and now criminally punished for contempt of Congress by a committee that has constitutionally questionable authority, doing constitutionally questionable activity, by a committee that can't even clarify who even signed the subpoena in the first place when there were legitimate defenses Steve Bannon was stripped of. Well, first is the next part of the proceedings will be motions for an acquittal despite the jury verdict, which the judge said that he will hear, based on there being inadequate evidence for a reasonable jury to find beyond a reasonable doubt Steve Bannon guilty of both charges. The next thing will be motions for a new trial based on evidence that was precluded and excluded from the case, where the court has an opportunity to correct some of the questionable decisions made by the court that would reinstate a new trial for the case to occur. If the court denies both of those, then the case moves to sentencing. Under the sentencing guidelines, there's a minimum sentence of at least 2 months. 1 month for each charge, and then on top of that, the judge can sentence up to a max of 2 years because both of these are misdemeanor offenses. So he could, Steve Bannon could serve between 2 months and 2 years in a federal prison for doing something that had no one else has been prosecuted or punished for in almost 40 years, in four decades, after being stripped of his defenses. On top of that, what the judge can do, and Steve Bannon can request, is bail pending appeal. He has unique issues, as the judge himself has recognized. The judge himself has noted that the law of the D.C. Circuit doesn't often make sense. Much of it is very old, based on old decisions, because, again, nobody's faced this punishment or prosecution in almost 40 years. So there hasn't been much appellate law on whether a mistake of law defense applies in this unique circumstance. Could it be considered a mistake of fact defense about the applicability of some of these privileges under the unique circumstances present here? Could the issue of whether this congressional committee was even constitutionally authorized to be in existence, constitutionally authorized to issue this particular subpoena to this particular individual, but whether or not it was constitutionally authorized by who signed the subpoena, whether those evidentiary issues and legal issues can, in fact, be contested and challenged on appeal as part of a robust appeal. And as part of that, the judge can grant bail pending appeal, given that the sentence may be less time than it would take for the appeal to be exhausted and resolved. A typical federal criminal appeal can take anywhere from 6 months to up to 2 years to resolve. So in Steve Bannon's camp, what should happen is the judge should grant bail. The judge is conscientious. He'll grant a verdict of not guilty despite the jury. He'll grant a new trial. But it's unlikely that the court in D.C. has the political courage to take that action, even though this district judge is a Trump appointee who has raised questions about the nature of this very prosecution and has been one of the few judges to question the January 6th cases, particularly in the obstruction context, saying that the law didn't even apply. So there is some hope that that may happen. If it does not happen, this judge is likely not to issue a high sentence, likely to be on the lower end of the scale, probably somewhere between 2 months and 6 months. And then is likely to grant bail pending appeal, which means, given the length of the appellate process, Steve Bannon has publicly stated his commitment to take this case to the Supreme Court of the United States to clarify the scope of congressional authority, whether the swamp can just do whatever it wants, whenever, wherever it wants, weaponize whatever it wants, wherever it wants, through this unauthorized congressional committee, ransacking a person's private life and prosecuting them for politicized purposes. Is that okay still in America? Or are we still America, and that's not okay? He's going to take it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. That may take so much time that it may be that by the time Steve Bannon is facing a potential punishment in an actual federal prison, the president of the United States may be one Donald John Trump in 2025. And as President Trump has committed to, he is going to pardon every single person wrongfully targeted in these bogus January 6th cases. And that will probably include a second pardon for the one and the only Steve Bannon, because the outcome of this case should not be federal prison for anybody asserting their constitutional rights and remedies. Up next, Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Enjoy it, and I will be back to see you all next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.